Chapter 1. A Shadow Growing in the East. The nations are at his mercy. The kings are subdued by his coming, flying like dust before his sword, scattered like chaff in the wind at the threat of his bow. He routs them in battle, and passes through their country unmolested, leaving not a footprint behind. The islands and the coasts have seen it, and trembled at the sight. The remotest parts of the world have been smitten with dismay. They draw near, and his summons obey. Isaiah. We are not at all well informed concerning the conduct of Lacedaemon in the second half of the 6th century. Herodotus is our main source of information. His approach was in certain respects akin to that of an epic poet. Longinus described him as the most Homeric of all writers. He wrote first and foremost, as he himself put it, to prevent events from becoming evanescent, and the great and wondrous deeds of the Hellenes and the barbarians from being deprived of fame. He preferred a politics of public deliberation, eise goriae, to tyranny, without a doubt, but he was not a radical egalitarian. The republics that he admired, even the most democratic of the lot, were sharply distinguished from the liberal democracies of modern times by the holding of slaves. Alexis de Tocqueville rightly called these polities, Athens included, aristocracies of masters, and in keeping with this fact, the tastes and instincts of Herodotus and those of his intended audience were thoroughly aristocratic. In democratic ages, Tocqueville tells us, historians tend to be fatalists. The better part of them attribute almost no influence to the individual over the destiny of the species, or to citizens over the fate of the people, but instead, they give great general causes for every little particular fact. In aristocratic ages, however, historians ordinarily make all events depend on the particular will and humor of certain men, and they willingly derive, from the least accidents, the most important revolutions. With sagacity, they cause the smallest causes to spring forth, and often they do not perceive the greatest. The book which...